This segment is sponsored by Don Bailey Jr.'s Cat Weight Gainer 3000. Is your cat dangerously underweight? A cat under 30 pounds is not a happy cat. Add DBJ's Cat Weight Gainer 3000 to your pussycat's diet today. Now, with real bits of hokey. And don't miss our special collaboration next week with Joe Rose and Aaron Rodgers, coming to a discount pet supply store near you.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Don Bailey Jr., our big cat. He is the big cat man, Canes radio analyst. DBJ, good morning, brother. How you doing?
Good, Joe. You know what? I just figured this out. I got a pretty good next 7-8 days. I'm headed out to Berserkly next Wednesday to
yeah.
see your Bears.
I just want to tell you.
Call.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, your buddy Matt Booz, that I heard from him. He wanted me to tell you hello.
Oh, that's great. Nah, man, he's doing great out there. I'm glad to hear that. You tell him I said hello. I was hoping to be on that trip. I wanted the smell of Telegraph Avenue. Everybody should have that smell. It's a cheap pot smell, to be honest. You can get any kind of bong you want, all different size bongs, still there. Those stores don't close. And you can get anything going up towards that game you want. You'll get stopped 45 times by little drug dealers off the road there. So it's quite a campus there. And but we got to get to this one first. So you talked to Matt Booza, man. My guy, man. That's great.
Isn't that nice, man?
Yeah.
He was a lottery winner like me, bro. He, Marianne Booz, a pretty good wife.
Yeah,
he did a pretty
good
job, bro. I don't know. I think Matt and I did a bit about as good as anybody could do.
Yeah, boy, he did. He hit the jackpot on that one of my favorite DGs of all time, boy, in the sorority row. She was a top 10 pick. Booze went top 10 pick, man. He held on to her. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Usually the football players weren't able to hold on to him, and Booze was good, man. He did a good job.
No.
Hey, here we go again. Start of the ACC. Another big athletic quarterback who can throw and run. They've been able to run the ball pretty well. I'm guessing they're thinking, hey, man, we got to run the ball. We got to be able to get first downs and keep that quarterback off the field. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the case, Joe. I really do. You know, if you're looking at Virginia Tech and their situation, it's the quarterback kind of will remind you of what you faced last week, but I think last week's guy was a far better runner. I mean, he's just so big and powerful, and it's going to be interesting to see how Miami handles this. It's going to have to come back down to the defensive line for the Hurricanes to deal with their offense, and then offensively for Miami, it seems like they can do whatever they want, Joe. I mean, they just get guys open, and Cam Ward seems to be able to find the open guy time and time again, and the running game is really been productive. Nobody seems to want to give it credit for rushing for 200 yards a game, and Martinez had 3 touchdowns last week, and we had a 91-yard run, and you want to kind of rationalize, well, you know, it was a 91-yard, yeah, but it was a 91-yard run. It counts. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out tonight.
Let me ask you, so it is funny you said that about the running game, because you got Cam Ward, and if you like stuff the run once or twice, he goes, okay, I'm going to spread you out, and you make one little mistake, I'm going to get it to the open guy, and we're going to get a first down, and it just looks like throw and catch. It's looked to this point really easy the way they're going, and I got to start with Restrepo, who I don't talk enough about, and just how good he is. But does anybody get more open when you watch college football than Restrepo does when he's running routes?
I have yet to see it on a consistent basis. I mean, every route in the book.
He's a route-running fool, right? Man. He can be an NFL dream come true the way that guy runs routes. Good
but
God.
But he's a textbook guy, too, with how he practices. It's the same guy Monday to Saturday. It doesn't matter. It's the same guy every single time. As far as practice goes, he runs routes that hard. As far as games, it does not matter. He's 100%, and it's translated very, very well.
You know, DBJ, I've been talking this week earlier that I just think those 6 or 7 transfer portal guys and the impact on both sides of the football, starting with the quarterback and running back, the center, Another wide receiver to add more depth to the outside there. Matter of fact, a game-changing play before the half from him. And then you go defensive tackle, a couple of pass rushers, and a safety. You look at those eight or nine guys and the impact they've had to really put, along with everything else, the recruiting classes, the guys even from Manny Diaz that were here before that have stayed. And, boy, that thing looks – it's just a nice combination of stuff. But I really think that transfer portal and how good those guys – I've been surprised so many of them have played at a high level.
You know, they got a corner out from Marshall. They got a defensive end from Marshall. They got a linebacker from Louisville. They went to Tennessee. They went to Michigan State. And to your point, they all have found a spot. And of course, we can't forget Cam Ward, right? He was the lottery pick for this football team. But they've come in, they've fit chemistry wise. There's been no issues, and I think that's a good point. I haven't seen that happen. You know, we've dealt with some chemistry issues with that the last couple of years. You see it all over the country. There's a place in Tallahassee that might be having some issues with that right now. That's affected their season, and you look at it. And for them to come in and buy in and understand the mission that Mario Cristobal has put in front of them, they've all done it. And that's why I think Miami's gelled together so quick and they're winning football games.
All right, because I get asked all the time. I know Mario's getting tired of hearing about it, but we got a couple injured guys who are really good football players, especially when you look at Rivers at left tackle and Reuben Bain, who everybody's been waiting. He's a local kid. He's been a superstar. Are they close, and do you expect them to play, or are we going to be another week or two?
Joe, I can tell you, I know what you know. I know nothing. Meaning as far as if they're going to play or not, I have no idea. As far as them getting better and closer, yes, they are. If I'm looking at it, I want those guys on the field every second of every single game. And maybe this thing plays out pretty good. Is if they play this week, great. If they don't, they play next week, great. But at some point, when those two guys get back on the field, you're talking, you know, the best player, one of the best players in the country in Bain, and a guy that started the season at a preseason Outland Trophy candidate. You come back at left tackle, I like the way it looks. So I don't know when they're going to be back, but I wish they would get back.
Yeah. How good a player is Jalen Rivers when you look at the offensive line?
I would take him as probably my first pick. No, that's not true. My second pick. Maui Noah is grossly underrated nationally. He is playing at an All-American level today and has played at an All-American level every single snap. I don't know that by the time this thing's done with him that he may not be the best offense alignment to ever play ever.
Wow.
At the University of Miami, Joe. Yeah. And I mean, because you go back and how would I qualify that? Week one, day one, true freshman and hasn't started. Now that I don't know where that's happened at that position, you know? And I just think he's underrated, but now Rivers has got to be, you know, got to be a tough guy not to take two, because he can play five spots. People don't realize that. He can play center.
Yeah.
He can play both.
No, he's played them all.
He can play both tackles. And he's so smart. He's so talented. And he rarely makes a mistake. I don't even know if he makes a mistake, to tell you the truth. We're that fortunate to have him. But that offensive line, and then you throw McCoy, another guy who we're going to be talking about with high praises, you know, the rest of this year and into the future. And Inez Cooper, you know, if you ask me who's one of my favorite players on the team, it's him.
He's a big dude.
He mauls people, man. He just mauls them.
Yeah.
And it's a good group, and Coach Mirabal's done a phenomenal job with them.
How has Barrow played a defensive tackle? He makes splash plays all the time, but overall, how good has he been a defensive tackle?
So slow start, I think. You know, the first couple weeks, the last two weeks, he's found it. And what I like about what's happened the last 2 weeks is he's held up when they're running inside between the two guards and trying to jam it down your throat. But the last week specifically, he was making a bunch of plays outside the tackle box and chasing the football down the line of scrimmage, showing a lot of hustle. Because those big guys, sometimes if they see it's going outside, they'll give you some sprint till about they get outside the guard box, and they want to jog a little bit. Not right. This cat. He's chasing it down and making plays. In the last 2 weeks, he's jumped out at me during the game.
Well, I got to tell you, and then you look at the secondary, which I think everybody would agree that was the biggest concern. Boy, no mental mistakes. They just look like they're always in position. I guess we got to give safeties a lot of credit, right, after losing all those safeties last year and just how good they've been at that position.
Well, both of them have done a great job. And, you know, let's credit Meech Powell with coming in here, having been in a championship game, having a ton of experience, able to get here in the spring, pick it up, and be able to communicate to everybody. Because I think something has changed that people don't realize in college football is the earpiece is in at the linebacker level, right? And when you realize that, that means the safety's got to make his own calls as well. And Misha's done a great job making the calls, and very rarely has anybody been out of position. Plus, he's got a couple picks already.
Yeah, no, he's been fantastic. He really has, and it's across the board. It's deep, it's fun, and I can't wait for tonight to kick off ACC. Don Bailey Jr., part of the Canes radio call for tonight, right here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM, along with Joe Z. I'll bet Joe Z's going to be a busy, busy man here coming up for a while, right? And hopefully all these ACC games, you guys go to Berkeley after this game, and can't wait. Can't wait to see what's going to happen, DBJ.
Yeah, we're excited. Hey, Joe, I hear you're going tonight. You going to the game tonight?
Me, yeah, and by the way, it's not that I'm going. It's Mrs. Rose is going tonight. She's in for the date night with the Canes.
Good. I'm glad you're finally bringing her to a nice event, Joe, where she can see you come home happy from a football game. You know
well,
what I mean?
Listen, you know what? We're going to be up in the corner of the end zone there, so it's going to be, you know, it's going to be nice up there.
It's pretty special, bro.
Yeah, right.
If you feel like slumming, bring her down and say
yeah,
hello, okay?
I may do that. Don't count on it, though, Don, but thank you.
You know, I hear the food and libations are pretty good up there, Joe. It's all you can eat, bro.
Oh, you're a bad man. You're a bad man. Oh, I knew. You're as bad as Hollywood. You guys don't let it go. You just don't let it go, man.
No. We want nothing but the best for you, Joe. Nothing but the best.
And I'm going to take it. I'm going to enjoy a little Friday night and big weekend.
Why don't you see if Don can loan you his credit card? You can buy some stuff in the shop downstairs.
Hey, I didn't forget. I know I owe Don Bailey Jr. some money, but he...
Thanks, Hollywood. Can we bring that up every week now till I get paid, please?
I threw the guy out cash, and he goes, "No, I like this better." I go, "Great, that's great, no. Don." All right, DBJ.
See you, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's Don Bailey Jr. joining us this morning. He wanted to just bust my chops. He couldn't help it. Could not help it.
I just picture you tonight sitting with your wife at the game, and you turn around. That was a transfer portal guy. Can you believe the impact he's making out of the portal?
If I said transfer
don't
portal,
ruin her experience.
She would have no idea. I think she's calling to see how many of my relatives are going tonight on her side of the family. That's all she's doing today. She goes, "I'm going to call and see if any of them are coming tonight." I go, "All right, fine. That's fine. See if any of them will be at the game tonight." All right, right now I want to talk to you about Chef, man from Loctite. Oh, it's hurricane season. I don't need to tell you that, boy. Our neighbors up north are finding out right now about it, and all you can do is, Chev always tells me, hey, you can protect your home. Do the best you can. You can't control hurricanes. You can't control the ones, the twos, the threes, the fours. A lot of rain, a lot of wind that we get every time. We still got some time left, and Loctite would love to help you out. If you don't have impact windows, doors, or a leaky roof, they do it all for you. 100% financing, zero down. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Roofing, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat. The roofing part of this company is fantastic. And I just want to let you know, they've got great programs for you. So no excuses. If you, I just kind of hold off for another year. Take advantage of the financing plans and get it done right now with Loctite. They're really, really good. This is a growing company that's got great people working. I wish I could take everybody out there. You could see that, see the, how it works, and you'd just be blown away. It is really, really cool. Don't wait for the storm. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. They really do it all. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500 lock. That's 954-500-5625. Call them today. They'll answer all your questions. We have somebody go out there quickly, and you can get started with Loctite right away.